Africa remains one of the world's poorest and most underdeveloped continents, and experts point to a number of reasons. One of them is the region's reported high rates of illiteracy. Yet many more Africans may be reading and writing than the official numbers indicate. They're using a writing system that dates back to the days when sub-Saharan Africans began converting to Islam. The world's Katie Clark explains.
More than 1,000 years ago, religious leaders modified Arabic texts to help spread the Quran to African shepherds and shopkeepers. The writing system they used came to be known as ajami. Ajami is an Arabic word. In the early days, it was used somewhat disparagingly to refer to anything that wasn't Arabic. But as Boston University professor Falu Ngom explains, the term evolved. It now describes the writings of various African languages that use this modified Arabic script to this day.
Especially sub-Saharan Africa, from Senegambia, the western part, to the Horn of Africa. All that Sahelian band that had been influenced by Islam since the 10th century has used the Arabic script, modified it, to write their own languages. So the literature that is produced in African languages, although the script may look like Arabic.
And Ngom says Arabic speakers might be able to read an ajami document because they'd recognize the script, but they might not understand what they were reading.
If you look in the French colonial libraries, ajami documents were referred to unreadable Arabic. And the sections where they were kept were labeled the L'Arabe indecipherable.
Undecipherable Arabic, which is part of the reason ajami has largely escaped the attention of Westerners. Even many educated Africans aren't familiar with the Arabic-based writing system. And Ngom, who grew up in French-speaking Senegal, didn't learn about it until 2003. That's when he stumbled upon an IOU written in ajami by his late father. Until then, Ngom had considered his father illiterate.
I would see him writing, but I really never paid attention to what he was writing. Probably because I was so influenced by the intellectual tradition that produced me that disregarded anything that was not French as not important.
Ngom later discovered that his father also kept a diary in which he recorded information about his family and his thoughts on current events. Ngom describes ajami as the emotional voice of sub-Saharan Africa that's largely gone unheard. This summer, he came across ajami documents written by a Mandinka teacher living in Senegal during World War II. The teacher was angry that so many young men from his remote village were being drafted into the French military to fight Nazi Germany. The poem curses Adolf Hitler.
It says, Ikileri almao ye banko tora ikiler. Ikiler the German has brought evil to this world. Alma ala dabarolu be janjang ikiler. May God take away all his evil. Hani hani ye tara jinolu leka dema. Alma kuna alma kunyalu toje. Alma ala jinebalu filifilila. If he's assisted by great spirits, may those great spirits be destroyed.
Ngom says cursing was a potent weapon in the community, and that the poem represents the spiritual leader's effort to destroy Hitler. Ngom believes that by translating ajami texts like this one, we get a much richer, much more detailed understanding of African history and everyday goings-on than if scholars were simply to focus on Arabic, French, or English documents. And he's not the only one who thinks this. Dmitry Bondarev is with the University of London School of Oriental and African Studies. He says the study of ajami throws open the door to previously unknown areas of Africa.
For example, in Bambara, Maninka areas in Mali, Senegal, we only got the information from oral tradition, and recently some ajami texts put down in Arabic script in the 19th century brought up some local histories of the cities, of the families, which we would never knew if we didn't get access to ajami material.
One potential problem, though, is that there aren't many scholars who can read ajami texts, and Ngom is hoping to change that. Under his direction, Boston University is training 17 students this semester in Hausa and Wolof, two African languages with rich ajami traditions. It's a first step towards teaching them to read ajami. Ngom himself hopes to uncover as many ajami documents as he can. He says his dream is to translate Ajami texts written by African slaves brought over to the Americas. For the World, this is Katie Clark in Boston.
If you'd like to hear more of that Ajami poem, Cursing Hitler, check out the video at our website, theworld.org.